We're learning more about how many people work for the government. Turns out the Labor Department's latest numbers, or rather the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest numbers, show that in June, federal, state, and local government jobs are on the decline. And we talked about it with with Christopher Goodman, an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, he worked on the payroll survey, but says 1 month doesn't necessarily indicate a trend.
We always caution against putting too much faith in any 1 month's estimates. But yeah, this has really been the trend that we've been seeing in government. Over the past 2 years or so, we've kind of seen an offsetting movement. We've been seeing some modest job growth in the private sector. I think since January of 2009, we've added a little bit of private sector jobs, but each month we've been continuing to see losses in government. And the losses have been particularly concentrated at the state and local governments.
Now, we've heard a lot about how the federal government is hiring so many people, and there's this big glut of incoming workers with the federal government. And the federal government's faced some criticism for that, but these numbers seem to dispute that. Am I reading it wrong?
Well, with the federal government, it's had kind of an interesting trend. There's been a couple things. One thing was that in 2010, there was the decennial census. So we did see a bit of a spike in federal government employment, but that was temporary workers for the census. And those have all those jobs were temporary, and they've all gone away now. So if you strip that out, federal government employment's actually been fairly flat. And the one component of government that's actually been losing is the Postal Service over the past 10 years or so has actually been in a downward trend as they've tried to reduce staffing through early retirement, things like that. So they're in the past year or so, federal government, if you exclude the Postal Service and exclude that temporary census effect, has been pretty flat. So there really hasn't been federal job growth to speak of.
We're speaking with Christopher Goodman, economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And getting back to the state and local levels of employment, are you able to detect what effect the stimulus bill from February of 2009, that dispensed a lot of money to state and local employees and programs? Do we know what might have been the case if there had been no stimulus, or what the case was because of stimulus?
Right. Well, from the way we do our report is we send monthly surveys to state governments and local governments around the country, and we ask questions on employment, on the number of employees they have, but we don't ask them any sorts of questions in terms of why they're changing their employment. So we can tell how employment's changed, but we can't really piece that out in terms of how much was related to stimulus or how much is related to other sorts of economic effects.
So you can explore that there is a change and that there is a trend up or down, but it's hard to discern why because you don't ask those questions.
Right, that's correct.
So there was no bump or dip that seemed to coincide with the stimulus money hitting state and local government, or that's just something you don't even look at?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure if you go back. But if you look at the recent trend, there's certainly been losses at both the state and local governments. I think state government's been losing jobs since August 2008. It's been pretty consistently downward. And local government employment reached its peak in September 2008, and it's been shedding jobs since then.
Are you able to use the report as a crystal ball, maybe look forward and see where you think things might be headed, or has it been too volatile to do that?
Well, with our report, we're very much focused on the current data, so we try to shy away from forecasting because we like to be the official indicator of employment here, so we don't want to necessarily draw any sort of projections.
So how do you expect people to use the numbers? Industry and economists use the BLS figures of private sector employment for a lot of purposes. Do people use the government employment levels for any particular purpose, say, state and local government itself?
Yes, state and local governments can use our numbers for forecasting and things like that. State and local and government employment is actually a fairly large share of overall employment, certainly not the majority, but a key component. So changes in government employment do have broader macroeconomic impacts. So people do look at those numbers for economic forecasting and things of that nature. So each month we do a monthly survey that we send out to establishments. We ask them on basically at the the government level, we have a very comprehensive survey. So we survey almost all state and local governments around the country. And we ask them questions on the number of employees that they had in the middle of the month. This is the number of employees that were paid for that period. So we've been doing this survey for a very long time, so we have a very very rich time series that can be very useful.
Christopher Goodman is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can learn more, hear this interview again, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.